Downtown Montgomery Thursday, honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks. Lower Dexter Park is located where a department store, the Montgomery Fair, was located. Rosa Parks worked as a seamstress in that store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
June. June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. Advanced Tech Systems, the River Region's leader in home and business security and automation, has an immediate opening for an experienced integrator for audio, video, and security. This candidate must like people and have a genuine interest in helping homeowners and business owners with their security and automation concerns. Advanced Tech Systems is a locally owned company with a fantastic working environment. If you have the experience and can meet the challenge of integrating audio, video, and security into a seamless system, get in touch with Advanced Tech Systems. Systems today. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Advanced Tech Systems is offering a very competitive salary for the right qualified candidate, and the opportunities for advancement are part of the package. Don't waste time. This opening is available now. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Join the Advanced Tech Systems team today.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
We we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The NBA draft begins.
First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a detention center for migrant children separated from their parents in McAllen, Texas. But it's her attire that's getting attention.
The bill that failed in the U.S. House would have made deep cuts to legal immigration, directed billions of dollars to build a border wall, and kept families together through the detention process.
Manhattan judge ruling the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was unconstitutionally structured, in effect violating the separation of powers.
Toronto police have arrested 70 people in a wide-ranging crackdown on members of a street gang.
More protests in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with residents calling for an investigation into the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager.
Charles Krauthammer has died.
The rollout in Fort Worth, Texas, of the first F-35 jet fighter for Turkey.
The House did pass a sweeping farm bill.
The Dow dropped 196 points. The NASDAQ fell 68 points.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF, last hour. So if you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Also, we're going to be doing drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, open to any caller. Just call and talk to us, and then say, I would like to be in on the drawing. I'm getting word that Trump is doing an event with about immigration and borders, and what they're doing is they have all these victims that are up there that are giving these very emotional stories of what happened to their family members. He did something very similar to this during the campaign, if you remember, and he did it in California, which I thought was interesting.
And one part of this, as I'm watching the closed captioning, is that a lot of these people speaking who's lost family members, Agnes Gibney, her son was killed, but she's also a legal immigrant. And a lot of the folks who have spoken are legal immigrants or the children of legal immigrants, and so they're talking about that aspect of it as well.
So we'll see how the press is going to play this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and actually watch it and then see how the press reports it. Because sometimes we'll get a bad mixture of that. Though, you know, and this is what's happening. I saw this on Morning Joe today. They just beat the, and they're back on this immigration thing. Immigration. Jeff Sessions a liar. Donald Trump's a liar. Everything on MSNBC and CNN is they call him a liar. The word liar, if it's not said 100 times during the show, I'd be shocked. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to discredit Trump among their viewers that he's a liar, so anything he says, he's lying, versus that the media doesn't get it right.
Well, and what I'm really worried about is if the Democrats just do this as like demonize, it's somewhat what happened with the Republicans in health care. All they did for, and we did it on these airways, Obamacare bad, and there was no like solution Republicans in general agreed on, and it left them in a lurch. So I want to see the issue solved, and I don't think just demonizing the president for political points is actually going to solve it.
Ditto. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you, my dear?
I'm good, sir. How are you today?
I'm very good.
Better than we deserve?
Yeah, well, Sam, I'm really good because you called today.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I've been listening most of the time, but I didn't know. I was wondering if anything has happened to, now I just forgot his name. Confound. Fonda.
Oh,
about
Peter Fonda?
Comment about Barron.
The Peter Fonda thing?
Yes,
yes, sir. He's supposed to be getting an interview by the Secret Service for what we used to call a CO2, a nutcase type thing, to see what his intentions were with that. Now, he's going to say, I was just joking, but...
Yeah, his statement sounded like hyperbole to make a point to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, what you say about the president is one thing, but you start getting into the family, that's ridiculous. That's the reason I don't listen to, I can't think of anybody's name, but anyway, I used to listen to this guy, and one time he said he's a conservative talk radio man, and Rush Limbaugh. And I used to listen to him all the time.
I know you listen to me instead.
Well, I listened. I told you. I promise you. I turn on this radio in the morning when I get up. which is not generally very early, and I do not turn it off until after Joey's program, and even sometimes listen to Laura Ingram. So I am a dedicated 93.1 radio listener.
We love that. We love that.
I love you guys. I learn so much from you. I don't even listen to the news most of the time. I learn what I know from you guys.
It is funny. I have more and more people tell me that. They go, you know, because of the way you do the clips, is I don't really watch the news any longer.
You can't trust the media. But anyway, what I was saying is Rush Limbaugh said one time that Chelsea Clinton was ugly. And then I said, well, I don't have to listen to him anymore. So, and I don't. But leave the family alone, the other situation. But anyway, like I said, I was curious. And I want to be in the drawing, please, sir.
You got to give me a month and day of birth.
42. Oh, you didn't need the. I'm old.
I didn't. Yeah, I never. I'm never going to ask a woman her how old she is.
I'm proud to still be here, sir.
You said 6972.
Yes, Joey. 6'9". Oh, thank you, Joey.
Yes, ma'am.
Barbara, I want you to have a great day.
Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. We're going to do the drawing in about 40 minutes. Okay. Thank you. Let's see where. Let's see who the caller is, and then Duke of Earl. Duke, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are you?
We're good, yeah. And you?
I'm fine. I have a question. Uma Abedin, they have proof that she lied to the FBI. How do they get away with that type of stuff?
Where did she lie to the FBI?
I don't know. That's just what I heard, that someone said they had proof that she had lied to them. Uma. The one that worked for Clinton?
Uma Abedin, yeah. I don't know where she lied. Both Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin both had very bad memories.
Oh, okay. I could have swore I heard someone say they had proof that she had lied.
Well, somebody saying that and somebody having it are two different things.
I guess. Can I get in on the sweet creek?
Sure can, dude. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 8-8.
8-8. I like that. 8-8. That's an easy one to remember, isn't it?
Yes, I love your show, man. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate you. Let me pull back up to those clips, if you don't mind. How far did we get on that?
Just the first one.
Let's do Peter Alexander and the border issues and Melania.
President Trump both inviting Democrats to the White House and bashing them.
They're extremist, open-border Democrats. It's a whole big con job.
Accusing them of demanding high-end shelters, but refusing to pay.
So they want us to take care of bed space and resources. Like, let's run the most luxurious hotel in the world for everybody.
Still unclear how to reunite those 2,300-plus children with their parents.
If you took zero tolerance away, everybody would come right now. They'd be getting their little belongings, unfortunately, and they would be heading up. You would have a run on this country the likes of which nobody's ever seen.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions insisting the Trump administration didn't plan on splitting up families.
The American people don't like the idea that we're separating families. We never really intended to do that.
But Sessions' own words delivered last month contradict that.
If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law.
As for the First Lady's trip,
I want to thank you for your hard work.
Her office saying it was her decision that she told her husband, I'm headed down to Texas, insisting she wanted a realistic view.
That they don't know where they're at.
The First Lady spending time with those children with no cameras present. Mrs. Trump drawing attention not only for her message, but the graffiti-style words across her back, boarding for the border. That chain store cargo jacket reads, I really don't care, do you? Her spokeswoman criticizing reporters for asking about it, tweeting hashtag she cares, adding, there was no hidden message.
There was no hidden message. That's what she said. There was no hidden message. She just did it. I don't know how you write something on the back of your coat and not say that there wasn't some kind of message that was in there. But you never know, you never know.
Well, I'm just seeing there's a breaking news at the top of Drudge.
What is it?
The Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision today that a warrant is necessary for law enforcement to use phone location data.
Go to SCOTUS on cell phone access story.
Okay.
December
breaking news now for the Supreme Court waiting on a few decisions. Here's one. They say police generally need a search warrant. That's the ruling a moment ago. If they want to track criminal suspects' movements by collecting information about where they have used a cell phone. Very critical. 5-4 ruling. A victory for privacy in the digital age. It's a big change from the old days when authorities could go to the phone company and obtain information about the numbers dialed from a home telephone, a landline, without presenting a warrant. So the decision a moment ago, 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts the deciding vote from there.
Okay, and so let's talk about this real quick. So what they were doing is they're going to phone towers, and they were looking at your location, and they didn't do a warrant. They were just asking the phone company to do it, and now this Supreme Court the United States has said, no, you need a warrant for that because you're gaining information from someone.
Well, and here's a quote directly from the decision written by Roberts, the Chief Justice. Quote, the government's position fails to contend with the seismic shifts in digital technology that made possible the tracking of not only Carpenter's location, but also everyone else's, not for a short period, but for years and years. He said that allowing to look at historical GPS data infringes on Carpenter is the guy in the case's Fourth Amendment protections and expectation of privacy by providing law enforcement with a, quote, all-encompassing record of his whereabouts. Which, I mean, this makes sense to me. It's one thing to be like, okay, that's a phone at your home, in your contract. You're also treating it as public data, I'd imagine, when you made those landline contracts. When it, the cell phone data, it's more than just a phone.
Yeah. It's more than just a conversation. Right. Because, I mean, you think about what you're doing on a phone. You're texting, you're emailing, it's your location.
You're storing files.
It's what you're looking at on there.
Video, photos, I mean, important documents you store in your phone. It is like carrying around your personal effects.
Well, it's like carrying around a gigantic filing cabinet.
Exactly. So I like this ruling.
Me too. I mean, we've got to figure out this policing stuff and not becoming too evasive out here, like putting the soldier in your house type thing. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, We have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
I got to see Lynyrd Skynyrd on Fox and Friends this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that brought back some memories. I was in there singing right along with them then. You know, we were talking about the border issues, and CBS did kind of an interesting report of how one city in El Salvador, that which is kind of a hot spot, is pushing gang members out of town. I kind of was even surprised that they played this.
Tens of thousands more people are fleeing deadly gang violence in El Salvador, while some communities search for ways to defend themselves. One mayor created a network of informants to help push criminals out of his town. Mayor Mauricio Villanova enlisted local people who were fed up with the violence. Omar Villafranca is in San Jose, Guayaba, where citizens follow a no-tolerance gang policy.
At night, San Jose Guayaba's streets are filled with little boys and girls. Shops now stay open late into the night. Owners don't have to worry about being extorted. The credit goes to Mayor Mauricio Villanova, who, with the help of police, pushed gang members off the streets and out of town. Villanova earned the trust of the townspeople by promising them if they hear or see gang activity, he'll get police to help. If the police are too slow, he patrols the town with a pistol by his side. The town rules are posted high on a billboard, and everyone has to follow the zero-tolerance gang policy. You need three things, he says, to control the territory, the trust of the people, and to communicate with residents. The mayor also credits some American aid dollars that helped rebuild the town square. That attracts families, and so far, keeps gangs out. Omar Villafranca, CBS News, San Jose Guayabal, El Salvador.
Now, Richard Engel did a similar report, and I'm sorry I don't have it because I couldn't get it off the NBC News, but he did this thing about how tragic it is in El Salvador, and how that's why all the people are leaving, because of the gang members. So I thought those were two interesting juxtaposition type reports that, you know, one's got everybody's fleeing and, the, you know, people being killed in the streets, and I'm going to guess the truth lies somewhere in between, and then it's all about regions. But, you know, who's going to show up at the border and plead for asylum is from that town? Because they go, well, didn't I see a news report about you? And everything all kind of hunky-dory, and y'all are dancing in the streets at night and this kind of stuff. Man, I do know that in Guatemala, they took Guatemala off of a cruise ship arrival area about a year ago. Where they no longer go there, particular Norwegian doesn't go there, or didn't at that time. United after their first time offense, but listen to with their parents. There's 500 of them. This is another actually kind of a good story. Not a big story, but a good story.
We have new information on what happened to more than 2,000 children forcibly separated from their parents under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance border policy for undocumented immigrants. A senior official tells CBS News about 500 children have been reunited with their families since May. It's unclear how many of them are being detained with their families or remain in the U.S.
Under intense public pressure, President Trump signed an executive order temporarily ending the separation of families. The administration says it's now exploring a plan to use U.S. military bases to house up to 20,000 detained immigrant children who arrived in the U.S. alone. David Begnos at a children's shelter in McAllen, Texas, where the First Lady made a surprise visit yesterday. David, it was a surprise.
When we stood here yesterday, we didn't know she was going to be showing up a few hours later. But the First Lady says she came here to New Hope Shelter because she wanted to help speed up the reunification process. CBS News has learned that three children staying here at the shelter have already been reunited with their parents. About 55 remain. Look, there are roughly 2,000 children who have been separated from their moms and dads, sent many places around the country, and we've asked a lot of questions about how they got there, where are they, and all the U.S. government will tell us is, we assure you, we are tracking every one of them. The bottom line is, how and when are they going to be reunited?
Okay. So it seems what we're picking up out of these stories is that Melania just kind of went in and talked to Donald and said, I'm going down to McAllen, Texas to go see this. Ta-ta, see you later. And that's good, honey. And it seems she has this kind of passion for the cat. I think that's a very natural thing for her. And then she goes down there and sees them. She signs the American flag, the poster that's on there. Everybody's happy. Now, the media is kind of going, well, we couldn't get in to go see if these kids are really happy. We don't know if he'll stay. Everything, they're trying to create this. Is there really a false narrative that happens with this? So let me go to a break. Coming back, we'll get back to the first-time offense that we were discussing yesterday. It's kind of interesting.
The Dan Morris Show.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and Trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car Guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
The President of the United States!
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade, putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families, keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Twinkle Kavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Kavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. The Trump administration says 500 migrant children of the nearly 2,300 separated since the spring have been reunited with their families. But Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico says the situation is unresolved and chaotic.
When you unite the families, then you're going to hold the families. And then we're talking about a camp-like situation, internment camp situation for families.
Udall speaking at a facility for children in Tornillo, Texas. Immigration legislation is currently stalled in Congress. A win for privacy at the Supreme Court.
In a 5-4 ruling, the High Court says law enforcement must get a search warrant to search cell phone records to track users' movements. Chief Justice John Roberts cast the deciding vote, siding with the court's four liberal justices.
Fox's Anna Wells, the ruling doesn't require police to get warrants in certain emergencies. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. In fact, some of the storms could be on the strong side, but generally overnight, they'll start to fade out. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day in this part of the world. That would be a sun and cloud mix, high around 92 with a few scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. Sunday's high will be closer to 94 with triple digit heat indices, lots of sunshine, and rain chances not zero, but relatively small. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. It has the latest from the tropics, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. If you want to get in on this weekly farm market, we're going to keep it open for about 10 more minutes, maybe a little longer. But if you want to get in, don't wait till the very last minute. Call in and let's get this thing done. 272-9228, that's where we are.
I want to give it all to you.
Who's this?
Kiss.
Oh, wow.
That was 1979's Dynasty album.
Man. I didn't recognize them at all. Grab that and we'll go to that caller before we start getting into the subject matter here.
What better music to bring in this caller?
Ah, yes. Clint, how are you, my man?
Good, sir. How are you today, sir?
I'm really good.
Good. Hey, doing your break here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, news report. I hadn't heard this today. Now, President Trump has put them kids back to their families, correct?
He hadn't put all of them. He put 500 of the 2,300 of them back.
All right. That's a start. And there in the news report, this one senator said, now you're holding families hostage. What do these people want to
be
done?
There you go. What they want is they want the political advantage. That's what they want. That's all they're doing. They don't care a flip about what's really going on. They care about criticizing the president.
I mean, he can't do nothing right. I mean, put the kids back to my so-called mother and dad, and then we're holding families hostage. I mean, what do we do? Just let them go in and come on and go where they want to go?
Well, exactly. That is what they want to do, because then they know they won't show back up.
Yes. I don't get it, Mr. Morrison. This stuff here about driving me crazy.
I'm with you.
Yeah. It don't make good sense to me. Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Hope you have a good weekend.
I will definitely have a good weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Let me go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yes, Dan. Do you think it's possible that when the FBI started getting corrupt with Clinton, and then it moved on to the Obama administration where they had all their people in place, and they started getting dossiers on every Republican, influential Republican judge or whatever, and then once they had all these dossiers, if the Democrats approved somebody going into office that, you know, like a Ryan or somebody, they knew they had enough information on them that they could he would be their puppet. And the reason they fought someone like Jeff Sessions so much is because with all the investigating they did, they couldn't come up with something on him. And even the judges, like when was it Roberts that made the decision on Obamacare that kind of blew everybody's mind? It came out of the blue,
right?
And could it possibly go that deep to where these people are compromised? And I don't know if you have to give the Supreme Court judges a lie detector test or whatever they ask if they've been, or is that too paranoid?
I think that'd be too evasive. That was out there. And here's kind of when you talk in circles about that concept of, you know, what did Roberts, a goat, and a camera have to do with each other? And that is that Roberts was, they have a picture of Roberts with a goat. You know, if they did that, then wouldn't he have a lot more protection to actually, you know, say something to an FBI person about this and start investigating him from that point to try to get that stopped or get that outed out there? So I think that's kind of part of the, you know, the conspiracy theory.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Lee in Wetumpka?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Lee, how are you today, my friend?
Well, now that you're on the radio, I'm doing quite fine. I'm getting my daily
education. That sounds like something I would say.
Well, look, it's every opportunity that Brown knows should be taken, but not taken blatantly.
There you go.
So stuff.
So you want me to put your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket?
Well, I was just, you know, just Monday through Thursday. Just go ahead and, you know.
Put it in every single day? Okay.
You know, it's something I don't know. I haven't heard anybody point out, and maybe they have. I haven't. But when I was taking government way back when, in the 80s, Mr. Stockman was telling us one of the things about movies that you see when people come into the country through Ellis Island, for instance. You know, they go and they stamp them and, you know, give them their oath and all this stuff, and then they just go out into the world and make their way through America. I don't think the people who are outraged realize that you didn't go anywhere when you went to Ellis Island. You know, they held people.
Yeah, you had to get off Ellis Island to go somewhere.
Yeah, they were held for indeterminate times, and he said that there's actually a facility. I don't know if it's on Ellis Island. I've never been there, unfortunately. But he said the facilities are still there where they held people that came through. This holding people when they come through the borders, especially illegally, I don't think it's a new concept. And that's what I don't understand, why everybody's outraged all of a sudden. Oh, we're holding people. I mean, am I...
No, I don't think you are missing anything. It wasn't quite like that, but what they would do is you go into Ellis Island and you go through these checkpoints, and they would look at you health-wise, and if you had TB or some things that they were worried about, they'd ship you over to the hospital, which is on another island, which is right next to Ellis Island. And then you would go through this kind of process, and yes, they would hold you, but they weren't holding you for like a month. They were holding you for a period of time, and then if they gave you a checkoff, then they gave you your immigration papers, you came in, but then you had to report for duty to be in, to get a citizenship status that was there.
So
that was just a part of it. But here, let me tell you.
Those people were coming through legally.
Yeah, they were coming through legally. They were asking to enter into the United States, and what happened that a lot of people don't realize is, so they had kind of a visa, work visa type thing. They had a certain amount of time to become a U.S. citizen, and if they didn't do it within that time, if they were not able to meet the requirements, then if you got caught, boom, you were gone. And one of the
no ifs, ands, or buts, or hearings, and all that other stuff, just gone.
Yeah, I mean, the due process we talk about now wasn't there, and it's really a fascinating thing to look at. Because, you know, let's say you're during your time period and all of a sudden you get arrested and you're spending some time in jail. Well, all of a sudden it expired, then boom, you're out of there. You're done. You're toast.
Right.
And so it was a very strong system. Another thing, you know, the cop, constable on duty, particularly in places like New York City and everything, they really kept track of these folks because they didn't want bad stuff happening in neighborhoods. And you would have, and it's really an interesting story. That's how you got the barrios in different places out there, where you had all the Irish that were living in one place and all the Italians living in another. And that's because they all kind
of occurred.
They all coalesced together, and they wouldn't.
Right.
They didn't want other people in their neighborhood. They just wanted their people in the neighborhood.
Right. Well, I know I was trying to recall from 30 years ago education, but so I knew I wasn't probably 100% right. But, you know, I find it that they feel shocked that we're holding people that are coming in illegally, you know? I mean, they went through these processes coming in legally. We're not going to do any less, and we're certainly going to do more if you're just, you know, making your way across the border. So, and I was finding it very interesting. I wasn't even aware of the story with the woman and her young child. And this Time magazine cover, it's just unbelievable. But a great show today, man. I'll listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Duke. I appreciate you an awful lot. And that's why we try to bring those kind of stories to you, because, I'm sorry, that was Lee. I said Duke. I had Duke in my mind there. That's why we try to bring those kind of stories to you, because CBS knew something was wrong. They didn't highlight this thing. It was at the very end of the show, very beginning of the show is where you have the most viewers, and it starts dropping off as you get people leaving for work. Let's go to the phones to go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Good. I was calling, and I heard the story about the bomb and the young child. And then I had to go into an appointment. So appropriate to get back on right at this point. and I was struck where the reporter did a really good job of explaining the truth of the story, but their final statements still came out as a put down.
Yeah, no, exactly. What he was trying to do is he was trying to get a particular impact that he wanted to accomplish. And he confirmed what the border guard has said, the border guy, but he still did it, and it was, to me, it was wrong. And I saw that when I was at the White House, how they would take pictures that had a different meaning than what the event was really all about.
Yeah. How about that?
Imagine that happening.
That was my take.
Thanks. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'd like to be in the drawing.
Oh, you got it.
But I was
just put Kyra's time
to the phone, but I had to be someplace else.
So
I'm glad I got the chance to get back in.
I'm glad you did too, Tom.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye. Let's do this. Let's knock out Cranky and Al, and then let's do the drawing. How many? Well, let's go to Al.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, a quick question that I didn't get to hear the tail end of that last discussion about Ellis Island, and so you may have answered it, but at least at some time the tail end of the 19th century, when so many were coming in from Europe, didn't they have to have sponsors to get in?
Yeah, they had to have some type of family connection, if I remember. They had to have somebody that they could go to. They had to have a job. They couldn't be a ward of the state.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I don't know. Didn't know if you had mentioned that, but that, our unemployment rate is dropping considerably now, but it had been really high, and the availability of entry-level jobs was getting scarcer and scarcer in this country now. And you have to look at that end of it, or the people that are coming in, do they have a job, and it lined up, and is it a job that an American, a citizen here can't do?
Well, that's supposed to be what happens, is you're supposed to not be able, you're not just displacing someone, and there's need for your type of skill set to work. And that's when he's saying merit-based, that's what he's talking about, versus lottery, versus somebody coming over the border who is going to be going and digging ditches or whatever. Now, they may go beyond that, but that may be displacing somebody.
Yeah, I'm just talking about entry-level jobs, but because we have a lot of people living here citizens here that haven't really accomplish the start into the economy, and they need those opportunities. So
yeah, but anyway. And here's my problem is if you're coming over here and you're bringing two kids, then you're never going to add back into the economy what you're taking out of it. And all we're doing is we're subsidizing cheap labor by offering education and things like that. And imagine the burden that it puts on the system.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Thanks. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, let me get you in. First of all, do you want to be in on the drawing?
Sure, why not?
Cranky? Hey,
you're absolutely right.
Give me
subsidizing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Give me month and day of birth.
July 12th.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up, guy?
I don't know. That was last year. Hey, you're absolutely right. Subsidizing cheap labor, which is exactly what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants. A couple of callers ago was talking about, now they're saying, they're doing concentration camps. What are they, what do they want them to do? I tell you what they want. They want to, have a processing center right there where you get registered to vote, and have another, intake station where they put you on all of the social services, welfare, and, food stamps, the whole enchilada. That's what they want. Democrat voters for life. And the caller that was talking about, is it possible that the FBI was getting a dossier on all of these people? Maxine Waters talked about that. She said Obama's got a thing. He's got everything on everybody.
Yeah.
That's, that's what she was talking about. Everything that the FBI's been doing and all of the spying on people that was enabled by the Patriot Act. I mean, it just gave them the keys to the kingdom. That's what's going on.
I hope that's not true, but I think it is true. And I hope we get to the bottom of it. Quanky, hang on for me, okay, Quanky?
Yeah.
We're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, look at that. It's Cranky.
Cranky.
No way.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, Joey didn't believe it. I had to show him my screen that I did the random number generator.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cranky,
I'll be doggone.
Let me do this. We're going to put you on hold. He's going to get your information so we can get it to me, and then I'll get it to Reed Ingram, and then back to you to let you know when you can go pick it up, okay?
Fantastic.
Going to be back. Demo show right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you, first, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, we kind of surprised Quanky there, didn't we?
Yes, but it's a pleasant surprise.
It's a, and tell you guys, that's how we do it. It's straight up. Random number generator. Okay, we need to get to the this report on the 17-year-old who was shot. There was some more information that came out in this thing. I'm not sure if it changes it, but in respect and regards to the caller that said, if you have one gun, you have to think that, you see one gun, you got to think there's another one. See two guns, you got to think there's a third one. Remember the caller said that. Well, let's listen in because there were some pistols in the car.
Large crowds of protesters angry over a deadly police shooting shut down a major highway near Pittsburgh overnight. The protest halted traffic for hours. It marked the second day of unrest following Tuesday's shooting of an unarmed teen. Cell phone video shows Antoine Rose Jr. running from police before he was shot. Tricia Duncan is outside the Allegheny County Courthouse in Pittsburgh where yesterday's protests began.
It was largely peaceful here Thursday afternoon, but those crowds grew confrontational at times by nightfall. Protesters say that they want justice for Antoine Rose as we now learn more about the officer who opened fire on him.
We don't get it.
Shut it down.
Protesters faced off against police as they halted traffic on a major interstate for over 5 hours Thursday night. It was the culmination of a day of rallies and demonstrations across the city.
Our streets!
Our streets!
I'm thinking that the cops should be held accountable. I'm thinking that Antoine should be here. He should not have been killed.
Okay, so you remember he's running away, but now what we find out is there were some weapons that were involved in this thing. So this is in the second part of the story.
Cell phone video shows Antoine Rose Jr. running away from police as he was shot 3 times. Police say the car Rose was in matched the description of a vehicle involved in a drive-by shooting Tuesday night. 2 weapons were found in the car. According to the county district attorney, Rose was unarmed but was carrying an empty handgun clip. The driver of the car was questioned and released. Another suspect is still at large. The officer involved has been identified as Michael Rosfeld. He was sworn into the department about 90 minutes before the deadly shooting, but he had been on duty in East Pittsburgh for 3 weeks and has been an officer elsewhere in the region since 2011. Sources say he was hospitalized after the incident and later released. The family's attorney says the demonstrations are helping Rose's relatives heal.
Their family is really hurting right now. Part of the protest, it lets them know that the community is hurting with.
Officer Rosfeld is on paid leave as authorities conduct an independent investigation into what exactly happened. Now, a local station did speak to Officer Rosfeld, and he said that he's received a lot of support from fellow officers and also that he did not know about the cell phone video that captured the shooting.
He did not know, the officer that shot him did not know that the cell phone video existed. That was a major little nugget of information right there. And here would be the next question. What was the look on his face when you told him that? That would have, you could have solved the case right there. Did you know that there was cell phone video of you shooting the guy? What?
Yeah.
If you got that answer, you know something was wrong.
Yeah, you just have to be suspect. That's terrible.
Don't forget, guys, this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars on the Easter Bypass. Tip Thames, David Ingram, both friends of mine and great guys, and they are going to take great care of you. Another person going to take great care of you is Levon and Mosquito Shield. You need to write down this number, guys. This thing is magical. I had someone there who said, I always get eaten by mosquitoes, and not one touched them at all. Get ready for the number, 334-513-2940, 513-2940. Don't forget the $29.95 first visit, no obligation special. Levon is his name. Getting rid of mosquitoes at your house is a game. Joey, thanks for a great show. Have a really good weekend. I'll see you Monday, my friend.
Too.
Greg Budell, keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.